Hello, everybody. George here. Just recording this boo because an event happened last night that caught me totally unawares. I mean, I'd usually check the weather, but I hadn't done so yesterday at all. And then I had an event that I had to go out for in the evening. And I thought earlier I'd heard something that sounded like a shovel. And I don't know what space I was in. I never put two and two together. I mean, heck, it's late November. And I should have thought of what was coming, but I didn't. And the next thing I knew, I got my runners on and was stepping into 2 inches deep of snow. And it was still snowing rather heavily. And there was then a snowfall warning in effect. That was around 10 after 6 last night. Actually, past 6:30, sorry. Correct that. And it's been snowing ever since. The snow warning is still in effect. There is probably 4-5 inches between our front stoop and the door. And we're going to see if we can open the door to get out there and try to clear some of that away.
Hi, everybody.
And some Michelle's with me, and she's opened the wooden door, but now we're going to try to get that screen.
Oh, it looks pretty deep.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And yes, I'm pushing away a good inch of snow with the door.
What we have to be careful of is it doesn't go into the jam, because it did that last night, and I couldn't get the door shut properly. I wish I could borrow what that guy's got.
Yeah.
Some sort of little blower. Snow blower.
Now the door's coming back this way. There we go.
I'll see if I can get it here. Oops, I can't.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you can't, but...
Wow, there is definitely resistance out here.
Yeah. And it is coming down.
Yes, yeah. I can feel that. Now, if we can level it off a little bit. And
that's what I'm praying. Although, if we could get our front walk done, I think that'd be fine. Because we've got, I think it's 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah, I think, before they can really say anything.
Yeah.
And so that would give you, I mean, that's a priority. And if we get some help later on, as sometimes happens, we'll probably, no questions asked, I'll take it.
Yeah. Keep aside the top one, but the rest is what I call spam.
So the top one's in this plasticky stuff here.
Yeah. Or glossy.
Glossy, very glossy. Okay.
Sorry, it has to be cold, but I need this kind of open a little bit.
This is just shoveling so we can get out the door properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Alberta, what do you want?
What's that?
I said, it's Alberta, what do you want?
Exactly. Someone asked me, you know, when I mentioned that I didn't like snow and stuff like that, and you live in Alberta? And I said, well, yeah, but I can't move, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
A little too much complication in that venture.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, a lot too much, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to start my timer and close up. And so anyway, I'll catch you later. May your journeys be safe. Take care. Yep. God bless.
All right.
The rest of John. George, I mean.
Let's get our name straight. Yeah, I'll catch you later.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's not going to latch. The snow has came up on the ledge like it did last night. I'm glad you, I never thought of that. I was just wanting to get in quick, so I was pushing it out of the way with my hands, and... No.
Mind if I use your cane?
Yeah. Not a problem. There's something I hadn't thought of either. So what are you doing exactly? Working against the jam and kind of pushing it to the side?
Yeah. Loosening it.
Yeah, it's been tromped down a bit and pushed in there because I just didn't feel like At 11 o'clock at night, I wasn't going to fart around.
Exactly.
Pardon my words there, but tell it like it is.
That was about the only thing that I could think of. Okay, let's see if that'll
work. That should work. Okay. I'm gonna push this for a bit. Deal with this recycle while I kind of generally update. This is sort of combined. I was going to do a general update as a separate item. I haven't been on here in quite a while. The new coffee maker's still working great. We finally found a permanent filter for it, which was really trying because some machines these days come with a filter, and the other trend that's occurred is the single-serving machines like Tassimo and Keurig have come along, so therefore the demand for the permanent filter has lessened yet again because of that. It was frosty, so that's why it sounded a bit like plastic. It's just gloss, rather wet gloss now. Anyway, so we finally found one, and right away there was some notes of the taste of the coffee I particularly wasn't fond of, and well, neither was Michelle, but this permanent filter, which happens to be made by Cuisinart, actually improved the taste of it. I'm just sort of piled a bunch of things on my recycle, so it's not working out. Get in there. So, that's that. I'm going to get my shoes and stuff on and go out there and do what I can to help Michelle with that snow. Now, what else was I going to mention? Oh, I better check the time first before I get too carried away. Uh-oh.
Warning, you low on disk space. Warning, pause recording. 2 minutes and 19 seconds. Time, 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Takes so long to find the time, it could be used up by the time I do it. So I think I'm going to wrap it up soon anyway because we're nearing the end. So again, the white cane comes in handy for removing snow. We've done... be worth recapping all the weird things I've done with white canes in my day. Anyway. Drug in a couple interesting things through the thrift shop. I think I'll maybe put a boo together with that. And I got a little project here that I'd like to demonstrate on audio boo, as well as the... I was going to do a series on bass. I'm not sure about that one yet, but... we'll see what comes. Anyways, the goal is, Lord willing, to get on here a bit more often. Anyways, I'm going to stop this for now. Take care, everyone, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Pause recording.